It's Friday, and here's what we're tracking today on Eastern Sierra Now. From roadways reopening after winter closures to prescribed fire operations getting underway across the region, plus a look at Mammoth Mountain conditions heading into the weekend, local sports highlights, and what to expect weather-wise from Bishop to Mammoth Lakes. We'll also reintroduce a new way to hear directly from local candidates, 1 minute at a time. Today's show is brought to you by Faultline 395, Eastern Sierra-inspired apparel built for the people who actually live here. And before we get started, today is International Bat Appreciation Day. So, whether you're thinking of the cute fuzzy ones flying around at dusk, or baseball, consider this your official acknowledgement. Let's get into it. Eastern Sierra Now is reintroducing its series focused on local elections, Just a Minute. The format is simple. Candidates are given 1 minute to respond to the same questions, offering viewers a direct look at where they stand, without interruption. This first round of episodes focuses on candidates for Superior Court Judge. Each candidate answers within the same time limit, providing a consistent format for comparison. The goal is to give voters clear, concise insight as election season approaches.
One thing that I have noticed is that a good judge, an effective judge, has a broad base of experience. So at this point in my career, I have handled basically every type of case that has come before the court. And this is when I feel I am best prepared to represent the citizens of Inyo County as the next Superior Court judge.
And watching what it took to be a judge in this Superior Court, in particular in the criminal department. And I've got a lot of experience in that department, I think, and I've watched what's gone on since the last several years, but actually for many years before that. And I think I could do a good job of handling the criminal court, and I think I could assist in the civil court as well.
I've been a judge for 8 years, so I guess the question for me is, you know, why do you want to continue doing it?
Totally.
I like the job. I really like the challenge. I like going to work, working with staff. I like the public service piece of doing the job. At this point in time, given my work history as judge, I feel like I have the confidence, skills, competence to do the job well.
I see firsthand how much these cases impact people's lives. I've become increasingly concerned by a system that appears stalled by inefficiencies. More often than not, cases are dragging on for years. And I have seen how the delays impact people emotionally and financially.
If you liked what you saw and want to watch more, the full episodes are available on our YouTube channel. State Route 120 West near Leavining has reopened following its seasonal winter closure. Caltrans crews spent several weeks clearing snow, with depths reaching up to 15 feet in some areas, along with removing fallen trees and debris along the roadway. The highway is now open to vehicle traffic, although drivers may encounter delays as maintenance crews continue rock work along the route. Several other District 9 roadways remain closed for the season, including State Route 203 at Mammoth Mountain, State Route 168 West at Aspendal, and State Route 108 over Sonora Pass. Officials also note that Yosemite National Park's eastern entrance, including Tioga Pass and Tioga Road, remains closed at this time. The Inyo National Forest is planning prescribed fire operations today, pending final approvals. The work is scheduled to take place at the June Mountain Ski Area, focusing on piles located on the upper portion of the mountain. Officials say prescribed fire is used to reduce overgrown vegetation, helping protect nearby communities, infrastructure, and natural resources from the risk of future wildfires. For air quality updates, the public is encouraged to check AirNow online or through its mobile app. Drivers are also advised to slow down and use headlights if they encounter smoke on roadways. Fire managers will continue to evaluate weather conditions leading up to the burn. If conditions are not favorable, the operation may be postponed. Updates will be shared through official Forest Service channels.
In the Eastern Sierra, we live on the edge, literally. And that's exactly where Faultline 395 was born. This local clothing brand doesn't just make shirts and hoodies, they make statements. Inspired by the rugged beauty, cracked earth, and wild spirit of the Eastern Sierra, Faultline 395 is what you wear when you want your outfit to say, "Yeah, I've summited something." Probably. From cozy beanies, perfect for après-ski hangs, to durable tees that can handle the day on the trail, and a night at Distant Brewing. all in one. Every piece is designed right here in Mammoth. So if your wardrobe's been playing it safe, it's time to shake things up. Shop Faultline 395, where local pride meets Faultline style. Because looking good in the Sierra, well, that shouldn't require an aftershock.
Access Mammoth's Springtacular event is returning this season, with a continued focus on expanding access to adaptive snow sports. Scheduled to take place April 20th to 23rd in Mammoth Lakes, organizers say the event is designed to provide increased opportunities for individuals with disabilities to participate in snow-based recreation. The program builds on Access Mammoth's broader mission to improve accessibility in outdoor environments, while offering instruction, equipment, and support for participants. This event is held thanks to the generous donations from the community, proving what is possible and reminding us of what is still needed. Springtacular is expected to bring together athletes, instructors, and volunteers in Mammoth Lakes as part of the ongoing effort to make snow sports more inclusive. Mammoth Lakes Tourism has announced the appointment of a new chief executive officer following a national search. Brian Wright was selected to fill the position following former president and CEO John Erte's departure. He brings with him a wealth of knowledge and years of experience from a variety of tourism boards. Pat Foster, chairman of the board of directors, added, "Brian not only checked every box, but exceeded our expectations." The announcement was made April 15th, with officials stating the selection comes after an extensive recruitment process. Brian is expected to lead the organization's efforts in promoting Mammoth Lakes as a destination while guiding long-term tourism strategy for the region. Brian noted, "I'm incredibly honored to step into this role and to work alongside a team I respect and community I love to ensure tourism continues to support and enhance what makes Mammoth Lakes such a remarkable place." Caltrans has released its weekly traffic advisory for projects across eastern Kern, Inyo, and Mono counties for the week of April 20th through April 24th. In Kern County, expect outside lane closures along SR 14 for pavement repairs. Additionally, the westbound shoulder on SR 202 is expected to close for utility work. In Inyo County, the outside lanes and shoulder will close along US 395 near Brockman Lane for utility work. And in Mono County, expect southbound shoulder closures along US 395 near SR 270 for utility work and pole replacements. One-way traffic control is expected on SR 158 next week as utility crews work to replace poles along the road. And on SR 203, the westbound shoulder will close for more pole replacements. Officials say work schedules may change depending on weather, traffic conditions, or operational needs. Drivers are advised to slow down in work zones and remain alert for crews and changing traffic patterns.
Hey, Eastern Sierra, quick question. Do you like staying informed without refreshing Facebook like every 12 seconds and that stupid algorithm moves things and you can't ever find it? You know, it's like a slot machine. Yeah. Us too. That's why Eastern Sierra Now has a shiny, super convenient mobile app. Breaking news? Yeah, it's there. Weather? There. Local events? Also there. Pretty much everything except someone reminding you to drink water. We're working on that feature. And if you're the kind of person who loves getting important info delivered like a digital pizza, then hop on our email subscription list. We'll send the latest stories, updates, and happenings straight to your inbox. No spam, just news. And maybe the occasional dad joke if we can't help ourselves. Now, business owners, lean in for this part. Did you know Eastern Sierra Now is the place to advertise? Whether you want your brand in front of our growing audience or you need someone to manage your social media because yours hasn't been updated since the last solar eclipse. Look, we've got you, okay? We help local businesses get seen, get clicks, and actually connect with the community. Because no offense, but that blurry photo of your storefront from 2018, it's not doing the heavy lifting that you think it is. So download the app, join the email list, and if you're a business ready to level up, reach out and let ESN make you look good, really good. Eastern Sierra Now, local news, local voices, and yes, we'll even remind you when there's free food at community events.
Now for the sports report brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, serving up bold flavor with a locals first approach. Visit them online at coppertopedbq.com. The Bishop Broncos varsity softball team fell to Cal City 17-4 in a six-inning game at home. Bishop opened strong, scoring all four of their runs in the first inning, but were unable to add to their total the rest of the way. Offensively, Tanner Ludwig led the Broncos, going 2-for-3. Several other players contributed hits and runs, including Katya Fierro, Brady Momberg, and Faye Spoonhunter. In the circle, Sadie Mayers started the game, with Ginger Loudon appearing in relief as Cal City pulled away in the middle innings. On the baseball side, the Broncos came away with a 13-12 win over Cal City in a sixth-inning comeback. Bishop trailed heading into the later innings, before rallying with 6 runs in the sixth to take the lead and secure the victory. The comeback win marks one of the team's stronger offensive performances, overcoming an earlier deficit to close out the game. And that's a look at your local sports, brought to you by Copper Top Barbecue, where locals always come first.
In many emergency departments in America, overcrowding is kind of the epidemic of the age. In our emergency department, we have very low door-to-doctor time. The time between when you show up as a patient to be seen to when you're actually going to be seen in person by a doctor, and that care is going to be delivered 99% of the time in a private room. So that allows privacy to the patient. It allows care to be delivered in a humane and respectful way. Our emergency medicine care is world-class. We have a phenomenal team. I'm so proud of the care that we provide at Northern Inyo and the community that we're caring for.
Taking a look at conditions at Mammoth Mountain. It's a brisk start to a sunny day with morning temperatures in the teens and light winds. Expect things to warm up into the 40s this afternoon. The mountain is reporting a base depth of 41 inches of packed spring powder, with 110 trails, 16 lifts, and 6 terrain parks currently open. Canyon Lodge is open, but officials note there is no beginner terrain available from that base. Beginners are encouraged to start their day from Main Lodge for the best experience. Looking ahead, Canyon Lodge and Canyon Express Lift No. 16 are set to close for the season on April 20th. For those heading up early, the summit is expected to offer clear views and good photo opportunities, while runs off Center Bowl are a good option for early corduroy laps. Sunny skies, spring conditions, and a full lineup of terrain, another solid day on the mountain. Here's your weekend weather outlook for Bishop and Mammoth Lakes. Bishop will see mostly sunny skies today, with highs in the mid to upper 60s and light winds through the afternoon. Tomorrow continues with warm, dry conditions. Expect highs climbing into the upper 70s, with light afternoon breezes. And Sunday remains clear and warm, with highs holding in the upper 70s and calm winds. Mammoth Lake stays cooler today, with sunny conditions and highs in the low 50s. Morning temperatures start off near freezing before warming up through the day. Tomorrow will bring another sunny day, with highs in the upper 50s. Overnight lows drop back into the upper 20s, and Sunday stays consistent, with mostly sunny skies and highs in the upper 50s once again. A steady stretch of sunshine across the Eastern Sierra, warmer down in Bishop, with classic spring conditions up in Mammoth. That's a wrap for today's ESN News. As always, you can find more local news, updates, and stories throughout the week right here and on our website. Be sure to subscribe to our YouTube channel and follow Eastern Sierra Now on social media so you don't miss the latest. And while you're there, don't forget to take part in our ESN Epic Eats poll. Your vote helps spotlight the best local food across the Eastern Sierra. Today's show was brought to you by Faultline 395, keeping it local just like we do. Thanks for watching, and we'll see you next time.